Our only hope is in my hands.
Megan! Why have you forsaken me?
Faith, family, country. Those are the things that matter.
You're listening to Lent and Easter at the Movies, our podcast series that looks at the Sundays of the seasons and other key dates and relates the day's gospel reading to a film that strikes a similar chord. So, Eastertide, and we're joined by guest contributor Father Robert King, who's a priest of the Clifton Diocese and also a film scholar and academic. Third Sunday of Easter, and the film that Father Robert's looking at today is True Romance.
That's right, directed by Tony Scott and released for cinematic exhibition in 1995. Yeah, it is a pretty full-on film, isn't it? But do you know what? It's one I like. I like it for many reasons, but really the heart of it is a very simple story. It's a story of the Christian Slater character, Clarence Worley, basically growing up. He starts out as a lonely man, a bit of a fantasist. He sees Alvis talking to him in the washroom and telling him how he should live his life and how he rates him. Goes through the whole process of falling in love, trying to make a fast buck to realising the things that really matter. So it's quite a moving story, albeit told in a high-impact way, not maybe suited to all our listeners. Today's gospel is a very well-known passage. It's a gospel that maybe we're all very familiar with, but nonetheless it's one that we need to hear at least once a year during Eastertide, because sometimes familiarity can mean that we pass over the importance of what the text is really all about. In the Road to Emmaus, we hear the very simple account of how two disheartened disciples make their way to Emmaus, walking away from Jerusalem. They've witnessed the crucifixion, and all the hopes they placed on Jesus have been dashed. They're going, they're broken, they're devastated. They're downcast, they look down, at least that's how we imagine them walking towards Emmaus. And they're joined in their journey by Jesus himself, risen from the dead, though they fail to recognise him. Even when he explains to them the message of the scriptures and brings to life all that's happened, they nonetheless kind of fail to be moved by what they hear. They understand the scriptures, but their pain is too great. They're not yet ready to allow the joy of the risen Christ to touch their hearts. And it's not until the breaking of bread that they recognise the risen Christ in their presence. And suddenly, by that sacrificial presence of Christ in their midst, their lives are turned around. Everything falls into place. And with great excitement, they run back to Jerusalem, the place of danger, so they can share their experience with the others, which is what we hear about in the Gospel passage.
Now, I suppose when you look at True Romance, it takes Clarence a while to realise what's going on as well, doesn't it?
It certainly does, you know, and it's kind of, in a black way, it's kind of comic how it happens. He meets the love of his life, and at first it's too good to be true. Yeah, he takes a chance on her. They want to be together, and he goes to great lengths to ensure that they can be together. Their flee from Detroit, from the Motor City, is not without incident. Christopher Walken and Dennis Hopper come together in great and magnificent form in a truly explosive way.
I got some money I can give you.
No, keep it.
Well now, son, I want you to know that I hope everything works out with you and Alabama. I like her. And I think you make a real cute couple. Yeah, well, now, you stay out of trouble. Hmm? Remember, you got a wife to think about now.
When they arrive in Hollywood, Clarence is full of ideas, you know. He's a fantasist, he's got a beautiful wife, he wants to show her off to his friend, and he thinks he's going to make a whole lot of money. Of course, it doesn't work out that way. To a devastating effect for those who have seen, they'll know what I'm talking about. Those who haven't seen it will have a choice whether or not they want to see it for themselves, but be warned, it is an adult film, so to speak. Yet at the end, Clarence is left, you know, really broken. And he has a choice. And in making his choice, he comes to realise that which is most important to him. His love for his wife, played by Patricia Arquette, the character Alabama. And they want to be together. And that's how we're left at the end of the film. Love has taken him from a lonely, sad fantasist to a man who's discovered his reality and realised he had it already.